Greetings, dear ones. I'm Cryon of Magnetic Service. There are those who still wonder how it is channeling could be so quick. That the preparation time seems to be very short. And we say yet again that we teach a meld in this new energy. It's for the listener as well. Is it possible that you could go into a deep meditation almost instantly? That you would have the ability to go to a place that is normally something that would take a great deal of preparation? That your cellular structure would be one that could shift so fast and so easily. And then you start to realize it's built into the cellular structure. For those not here, the sounds you hear, the roads with traffic, and perhaps even the wind. Again, we are outside in the land of the long clouds. It is the last channel. Dear ones, you have learned many things. Some of them have been from channeling. And if we were to review the things right now, we would say that we started by hooking up a node and a null, an important thing for the planet. And we waited until you were in these places, on this island, for this. You learned other things about the planet, the Akash, about this land, about the crystalline grid. We told you about energies and some of the things that you might find here which were ultra pristine. We gave you information that perhaps you could take into yourself. We told you that these were good times for you to make changes while you were here. Dear ones, if you had to select one of the things that we told you to take home, you'd have a difficult time because we gave you so many things. However, there's one thing that we never gave you that is self-evident. Let me discuss it now. You are very linear in your lives. You can measure your life often by the photos you take and by what you look like in the photos. You talk about lives as being like separate books with separate names. And each book has a cover that's a different color. Sometimes a different language. And even those who believe that you come and go and come and go, separate these lives into boxes, perhaps even into cultures. And that's the linearity of how you look at yourselves. I want to tell you something as we say goodbye, and as we terminate this tour. And what we want to tell you that there is no goodbye and there's no termination. You set up your own parameters because of how you live and how your corporeal body works, not really giving credibility to the fact there is one higher self. It's the same one you've always had. It's your best friend. There is no goodbye to the higher self. Dear ones, Gaia is your partner, and the self-evident thing we want to tell you is that it is forever. and so are you. Life is in a circle, and therefore there are many languages who know this, and the indigenous have known it. There are so many words that the indigenous use and don't have goodbye. Sometimes the word is hello and goodbye at the same time. It's a greeting that means forever. Gaia is always there. Your higher self is always there. And the very stable of what we teach, that is to say, the very basic thing, is you are never alone. And so no matter what happens from this point, all of this goes with you. Even if you don't remember it, it goes with you. The energy of the land, the beauty that you have looked upon for this week, the feelings that you've had, perhaps the epiphanies, and even the unsolved problems. Because there will be solution for things whose time is not right at this moment. But it's almost like you've infused yourself with the solutions through that which you have absorbed, if you chose to, in this trip. These are the things we wish to tell you. There is no goodbye. You are never alone. And so with that, there isn't even a farewell. What we'll say to you is beginnings. As you leave this place and this group, you may never see one another in this fashion again. It's a beginning, is it not? A beginning of new memories that stay forever. I want you to remember something. Sitting here on the shore of this lake is imbued into your Akash, and you cannot turn that off. This event, small as it may be, short as it may be, will be with you for the rest of your lives. You may even think about this and dream about this in 100 years. It's there. At some level, your commitment and cognizing your own, what you would call awareness, is a pivotal point, and it's with you forever. There is no ending, only beginning. And so it is.